Welcome to a little Grace to Grow podcast today, and I'm very glad you chose to join us. Today we're going to talk about hope. Hope. John Maxwell said, "Hope for the future gives power for the present." Consider that. How many teams have come from behind because they had hope? How many people have gotten up out of the hospital bed because they had hope? How many people have picked themselves up out of bankruptcy because they had hope? What did that hope do? It gave them strength. It gave them life. It gave them a reason to give it their all. And so for just a little bit here, I want to talk about this idea of hope. Maybe today you could use a good dose of hope. I know that in our church, we've had a number of people that have experienced some losses through the death of a loved one. And so they need hope. The blessing for the believer is this: we don't have to sorrow as those without hope. The fact is, hope is believing there will be a positive outcome in spite of a negative present situation. Now, the reality is this: I know that people can have an artificial hope. Some people can put their hope in things that it's just not stable. But when you have a genuine, authentic, legitimate hope, I mean, that's a rope you can hold on to. Speaking of rope, the word hope in the Hebrew is also used for the word rope. It's translated rope as well in our English language. That's fascinating. So hope is a rope. And the blessing is, the right kind of hope, God's holding one end. You and I just need to hold the other. I want to look at Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14, and of course you're privy to what Job went through. He, at this time, he's already experienced the loss of all of his possessions, the loss of his family, his children, and if that wasn't great enough, and then he has health, he has to deal with these boils on his body. But not only that, even his friends have turned against him. They seem to be accusing him of skeletons in the closet. They believe that he has some secret sins, that if he would just confess, everything would go away. And of course, you and I, the reader, know better. So Job is responding here in chapter 14. Though he's got all of this going against him, he gives an illustration of a tree that's been chopped down, and it's sat desolate there without water, and it's dried up, and it looks like it's going to die. Job says, there is hope of a tree. There is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground. Yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. And of course, there's a great picture there of the Lord Jesus Christ, who all thought was dead for 3 days, 3 nights in the earth, but he rose from the grave. Up from the grave he arose. And of course, we just celebrated Resurrection Day. So I want to zero in, though, on this illustration that Job gives us here about there is hope. There is hope of a tree if it be cut down. Let's consider some people in the Bible that they were in great, we would say, dire straits. The Bible tells us about Abraham. God had promised him a child. And again, this is God's promise. And if you want biblical hope, if you want legitimate hope, it's got to be based on the promises of God. It's got to be based on the will of God, okay? And so these things must be combined. God had promised Abraham a child. And Abraham, for 25 long years, had held on to this promise without he and Sarah having a child. And finally, the day came, they were able to have a son, Isaac. During this process, he was getting older, and for the most part, he was beyond age. He and Sarah were too old, and people had given up hope. In Romans chapter 4, the Bible says he hoped against hope. And really, what I believe what that means is while others lost hope, he still hoped. He still believed in the promises of God. Okay? It'd be like Noah building the ark. Can you imagine all the people who said, no way, it's not going to rain. But Noah continued to build for over 100 years. And finally, it did rain. All right, so Abraham hoped against hope. The Bible tells us about Jacob in the book of Genesis. Jacob had, in his mind, lost his son Joseph. And now his son Simeon has been taken into prison in Egypt. And also, if he's going to be able to get supplies, his sons tell him that he must give up Benjamin, and Benjamin must go with them back into Egypt if they're going to get provision. Jacob testifies and says, all these things are against me. And yet the reality is this. God was working good in spite of the bad. God had not given up. Now, Jacob had given up, but there was a promise there. There was a promise, and the reality is Jacob had a reason to hope. And you and I have a reason to hope if our confidence is in the plan and the purpose of God. For instance, it's not legitimate hope for me to believe that God would give me the ability to play in the NBA, all right? Not at my age and not at my athletic ability. That's not even reasonable. It's not God's plan. It's not God's purpose. And though I could read a promise that says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, it's very important that I read these promises according to the context. And the context there is I can do all of the will of God for my life through Christ Jesus. It doesn't mean that I can be faster than anybody else. I can be stronger than anybody else. I can be more brilliant than anybody. That is not what it's talking about. It's talking about I can do all of the will of God. God will give me all that I need to accomplish his will, as he will do for you also. We have hope for that, okay? So back to the passage, though. There is hope of a tree if it be cut down. At the scent of water, it will bud. Every time I open my Bible, I smell water. Every time I go to my knees, every time I go to God in prayer, I smell water. Every time I'm around those who've gone through the valley of the shadow of death and they've come out victoriously, I smell water. Every time I hear of a prodigal son coming home, I smell water. And friend, you and I as Christians, as believers, have a reason to hope because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic day.